Good morning, bombshells. So today, I got the idea that I would give you my words of wisdom and things that I know for sure. I remember at the back of Oprah's magazine, the last page was a page dedicated to being called What I Know For Sure. And every month, Oprah would share her words of wisdom of what she absolutely knew for sure. And I thought it would be fun to do something similar because, hey, in my 62 years, I've learned a thing or two. And I know that a lot of my demographic here for this podcast, the girls that are following me, it's the mid-20s to 30s. So I am happy to share some advice and wisdom to the young girls. As an animal mom only, I have never had human children, so I don't have a daughter to pass on my advice. So I'm hoping this helps some of you. But first, I'm Dee, your feminine confidence coach, and I've been influenced by my lifelong love of old Hollywood when glamour and femininity reigned supreme. I want to help inspire you to tap into your inner feminine, encouraging you to not fear, to shine your brilliance and be seen. And that moving through life gracefully and powerfully is about mindset, attitude, and lifestyle. And you should be unapologetic in owning your feminine power. With each episode, my goal is to help inspire and elevate the quality of your life and encourage you to celebrate you. Thank you for being here. Tell your friends and please leave a review if you like what you hear. Okay, so my first advice is to get rid of toxic people and don't be afraid to let them go. They will drain you. Surround yourself with people that inspire you, encourage you, and genuinely cheer you on and want you to succeed. I'm a quotes person. Who doesn't love a good quote? There is so much wisdom in just a sentence or two of a powerful quote. And my favorite quote is by Maya Angelou. When someone shows you who they are, believe them. It's so true. And people will always show you who they are. Your boyfriend, your new girlfriend, even your boss. So if it doesn't sit well with you, move on quickly. And if you express your feeling to someone about what you don't like or don't want, and they continue to do it anyway, regardless, they are blatantly disrespecting you and fully aware that they are doing so. Don't make excuses for bad behavior or to stay someone's friend or in any bad, draining, toxic environment or job or relationship that doesn't feel good. You must have your own money to give you the power and peace of mind to move on from any unwanted situations. That could be a job you hate, a man that's disrespectful, or even just wanting to pick up and start over. Always have at least two ways to know how to make money. In this current economy, in this world that we live in today, you must have options. Save your money and work on your wealth consciousness to draw and attract more of it to you. We can all benefit from working on our wealth consciousness. Read books, listen to podcasts, and be around other people that know how to bring money into them. Learn self-defense. I don't know why this isn't a requirement for every female from a young age to know how to defend herself. Little girls need to. Young women leaving home and going off to college need to. It doesn't matter what age you are, we really need to know how to defend ourselves. Keep your standards high. Understand boundaries. Understand and be able to recognize narcissistic behavior because you will meet at least one, if not many, in your lifetime. Work on your self-development. Never stop learning. I don't necessarily mean going back to school, though there's nothing wrong with that. But I mean reading, taking classes, courses, enlightening yourself to grow spiritually and as a human being. Spend more time reading and less time comparing on Instagram, darling. Watch how you talk to yourself. If you wouldn't tolerate anyone else talking badly to you, why would you talk badly to you? The person you spend the most time with influences your mindset and your life. And the person you spend the most time with is you. Experience theater, museums, and the arts. I remember my sister taking me to see the Nutcracker when I was around 14 so that I can be exposed to the theater in New York City. She also used her perks working for British Air for many years to take me to Paris, London, Venice, to open my eyes, to travel, to see beauty of other cultures, exposing me to different histories and museums and art, etc. Unfortunately, me and my sister were never close, but I do so appreciate and respect my sister for these opportunities. And I know that this was her love language to me of showing she cared for her younger sister and wanted better for her younger sister. Enjoy your 20s for exactly what they are meant for. Learning about yourself, having fun, being free. If you can afford to, do some traveling. When we can do that again. Right now we are still in COVID hell. But even if you can't do it abroad, do it more local to your areas. Travel opens up your eyes to stepping out of your bubble and seeing how other people live. There's a whole world out there. Have a bucket list and actually do what's on it. Don't wait till someday. Start crossing off things now. If COVID has taught us nothing, we see how quickly life can change and things can change for us and we can lose our health and we can lose our life. So start crossing off those things off your bucket list if you can, you know, while we are isolating here in COVID hell. Don't have kids too early. Don't marry too early. You are still growing as a human being and learning so much about yourself and what you want in life. How can you truly understand who you are, what you want in life, and what you want in a lifetime partner before you really are in your 30s? And when you do marry, don't have kids right away. If you're just starting to live together as a couple, you don't want to bring in the stress and the financial challenges of children. You should be a couple for a few years on your own to really just solidify and cement the relationship before bringing in other life. Date a lot of men. This is how you learn what you like and what you don't like. This is how you see how each treats you, so you can learn signs of character, see different character traits. Don't have time for any man that doesn't have time for you. Don't chase men. You aren't supposed to prove your worth to a man. The man that is worthy of you will naturally find you, be drawn to you, and prove that he is worthy of your time. And a mature, grown, adult gentleman that respects women will gladly pay for the entire drink or meal if he is genuinely interested in you. Stop thinking and saying that you are equal to a man. You are not equal to a man. You want equal rights, you want equal pay, and you want equal opportunities. Yes. However, you are not equal to a man. Reminds me of another quote from our head queen bombshell, Marilyn. She said, "Women that seek to be equal to a man lack ambition." Thank you for the wise words, my queen. A man that wants to 50-50 the bill when you first meet is a loser, so lose him. And remember what I said, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. If a man is nice to you, but disrespectful to his mother or the wait staff, he's showing you who he is. Run. Know not only your, but your partner's love language in a relationship. Yes, you want to marry your best friend. You should find a man that you are most comfortable with, you can tell your deepest, darkest secrets to, you feel comfortable being in sweats and no makeup, and he still loves you for this. You can watch a football game together and, you know, just be really casual and yourself. But don't forget, you are not one of the boys and you are still very much a woman, and he has to see you that way. You must still maintain your femininity and be sexy and flirty at times. Otherwise, he will always feel like he's just hanging out with one of his friends. As women, we are the givers, the doers, the nurturers. It just comes so naturally to us. But sadly, when that happens, when you give and do too much, I personally believe we start being a man's mother. We start acting like his mom, and then they start seeing us as a mom. And what do moms usually do? They give too much and let their sons get away with everything. You don't want to become his mom. Set the tone from the beginning of how you desire and expect to be treated as a woman. If he isn't treating you with respect from day one, good luck after you move in or you marry. The most important relationship you will have is the one with yourself. If you don't like or respect yourself, why would anyone else? Understand that your happiness is created by you and no one else. You cannot look to other people or relationships to complete what is missing inside of you. That's your job, not theirs. Their job is only to help support you in your finding yourself and bettering yourself and becoming a whole person. Invest in yourself and in your health. Drink more water. Get into good habits early. Eat healthy. Blueberries and strawberries, you can eat them all day long. They are loaded with antioxidants and have no calories. Salmon. I eat a lot of salmon. Salt will make you retain water, as will too many carbs. And speaking of too many carbs, bombshell, don't eat pasta and bread at the same meal. Don't drink too much. Not only does it bloat you and add more calories, but it's not classy. Exercise in a way that is fun so you will do it often. I walk to music and I dance. I won't do anything else really at this point. I'm isolated in COVID hell. I am in a one-bedroom apartment, but I can still go out to walk with my music every day. And I love to dance around my living room. The quality of your sleep, your skincare, and how well you manage stress, you know, really determines how well you're going to age. Get enough sleep. Don't pick at your skin. Don't sleep in your makeup. It's horribly aging to your skin. Don't use water-based makeup products after silicone-based products. Silicone and water don't mix. Use your sunblock. Believe me, you will be glad you did as you age. Skincare first before makeup. Always invest in good skincare. And as you age, you will be able to use less makeup when you take care of your skin. What you do to your face, do to your neck and your hands. Remember, presentation matters. First impressions matter. It's just how we are wired as humans. We don't mean to, but we do make judgments in the first moments of meeting someone. Grooming matters, and mani-pedis matter, how your hands look, your nails, your feet, your teeth, your skin. These all matter. Learn good communication skills. It's so annoying when somebody doesn't have good communication skills. I actually tune people out when they can't express themselves easily, get to the point, or if they use a lot of filler words like or like. You know, like, we're all guilty of it. I am as well. And I'm not saying that you can't ever use them. We need to once in a while use a filler word, but I'm talking about the person that just can't get you know, like, through a sentence without you get my point, I think. Okay. Remember the word quality. Quality people, quality food, quality clothes. It's not how much you have, it's the quality, not the quantity, that is important. It's better to have one friend that is a legit good person, a person you can count on, and a person of integrity, than to have five phonies. It's better to have, eat more good quality food and eat less of it than just be stuffing your face all day long with just calories and empty calories. It's better to have good quality pieces, fewer, less, you know, less clothes in your closet, uncluttered closet with good quality pieces, than to have a closet full of just cheap clothes and lots of clothes and just disorganized and you don't know what to wear. And know your body type for what clothes look best on you and fit on you, and get your clothes tailored to fit you properly. And darling, my personal motto is always classy, but with enough trash to keep it interesting. That's why I love the Bombshell. She gets that motto. Always classy, but with just enough trash to keep it interesting. So let's see. We want more eyes, less lips. We don't want eyes and lips. Focus more on your eye makeup, less on your lips, if you're really going for sexy and sultry and seduction. More cleavage, less legs, or more legs, less cleavage. You don't want to do both. It looks like you're trying too hard. Less clothes and showing more skin is not sexier. It's actually the other way around. Duck lips are not sexy. Oh my God. Sexy comes from the eyes, not from walking around pursing your lips like a duck. Don't wear too high a stiletto. If you can't walk gracefully in them, you're better off wearing a 2.5 or 3 inch stiletto and walking with class and dignity and elegance and poise than a 4 inch stiletto that you can't walk gracefully in. It is not the height of the heel that's sexy. It's how the woman walks in the heel that is sexy. Don't follow trends just for the sake of following trends. If things don't look good on you, if makeup colors don't suit you just because they're in trend, or something's in fashion this season, but it doesn't look good on you, don't wear it. Red nails and red and toes are classic and go with any outfit and are very sexy. Know your best angles for photos and selfies. A lot of women don't know that, and they just snap photos of themselves. When you know your best angle, you can quickly just turn your head in that angle immediately. I tell this to my brides when they come for their trials, and I take their before and after pictures, and I'm taking their after pictures, and I say, you know, what's your best angle? Do you know which side, left side or right side? And many of them don't. And as soon as I start taking their photo, I immediately can see which is their best angle. Smoking really isn't classy or feminine. It isn't for guys either. So don't smoke. Have fun, but know that the world does not revolve around you. Respect other people's time. Show up for appointments on time. And if you can't, pick up the phone. You have a phone in your hands 24/7. There's no excuse for not following up if you're running late. I remember years ago, I had a prom girl coming for her prom makeup. And she was very, very definite that she had to be out of the makeup chair by a certain time. I believe it was 3:00. She had to be out my door at 3:00 to get home to get in her prom dress. And so she was coming to me at 2:00 in the afternoon to give me the full hour that I need to do her glamorous prom makeup. And at 2:05, she wasn't here. At 2:10, she wasn't here. No text, no phone call, nothing. At 2:15, I called her and she picked up the phone and I said, you know, I asked where she was. And with an attitude, she was like, she's still in the hair at the hairdresser getting her hair done. Like, why am I bothering her? And I asked her why she didn't text me to let me know. Again, attitude. Didn't think of it. Don't worry, I'll be there as soon as I can. I asked her when she was going to be there. She said she probably needed about another 20 minutes. And I said, well, then that would give me like 20 minutes to do your makeup if you said you had to be out the door at 3:00. Again, with an attitude, she said, well, you know what? If that's not good enough, I'll look for another makeup artist. I said, you look for another makeup artist, and I hung up on her. You know, you just can't have to be respectful of other people's time and, you know, lose the attitude. The world doesn't revolve around you. Have integrity of your word. They can take everything from you. You can lose everything, but they can take and you can't lose your character, your morals, or integrity of your word. Respect your mom and call your mom once in a while. You will miss her. I remember once I was in a grocery store with my mom, and you know what? My mom could be the most exasperating human being on the planet when she's in a grocery store. She literally, I'm not exaggerating, she could spend an entire hour just in the produce department. She can spend 20 minutes looking for the perfect tomato or the perfect cucumber. And she could be annoying. My mother passed, but she was annoying. I admit it. And one time there was a woman in the supermarket seeing me scold my mother. She said, be nice to your mother. When she's gone, you will miss her and you'll be sorry. And she was right. My mom passed last year, and I am grateful that I had my mom in my life as long as I did, but I miss her every single day. So be nice to your mom. Volunteer. There are people that are in need and are hurting. Be grateful for what you do have and know that other people are not so lucky. Every time I'm in the food store, I'm online and I look at the other people that are online in front of me and I look to see what's in, I always look to see what's in their grocery cart. You can tell a lot about a person by what they're putting in their body. But I'm always amazed at how easy it is. Even though we have challenges at time with our own finances and sometimes we struggle with our finances, how easy it is to just go to a grocery store and buy whatever we want, whenever we want, and eat and drink water whenever we want, And there are so many people in this world that don't have that luxury. So every time I'm in the grocery store, I pull one of those $1 tabs or sometimes a $5 tab down to feed the hungry. Because if God is allowing me the luxury of having money to just go to the store anytime I want and feed myself, then I have to help somebody else. Be compassionate and have empathy and be kind. Remember what your mama told you. If you can't say anything nice, say nothing. Yeah, practice that. It's not weakness to be kind and empathetic. It's not weakness to be able to say, I'm sorry or I apologize. It's not weakness to admit you were wrong. Learn from older people. Listen to them. They really are trying to share their knowledge with you and save you time and heartache. Find a cause you are passionate about and give back. Mine is animals. Every makeup that I do since I started my business 15 years ago, may even be 16 years now, from day one, I made a pact with God and I said, God, if you send me the clients and the brides, I promise I will give back. And I've kept that promise. Every time I do a paid makeup, I pull a little bit out and I put it in a little piggy bank. And when I reach a certain amount, I give it to an animal organization, a rescue or a shelter. Practice gratitude daily. First thing when you wake up, last thing before you close your eyes. Another quote by Meister Eckhart. If the only prayer you say is thank you, it will suffice. Patience is so important and the hardest and most challenging to master. I struggle with this myself many, many, many times. I am a control freak. I admit that I am a control freak. And it is very hard to be patient at times. You cannot change people, so don't lose yourself trying to. I know this lesson very well. When I fell in love with my Michael and moved in with him, it was then I found out that he had a cocaine problem. But I thought, oh my goodness, this was my purpose. This is what God put me on this earth for. I will help him. I went to the library. I got books. This was before Google. I had to go to the library and read up on it. I thought, I can love him away from wanting to do the drugs. He only does them because, well, he hadn't met me yet. I was determined to help him. And when I couldn't get him to change, and I couldn't leave because I'm loyal and empathetic, and, my people pleaser and codependent need for connection, and I just decided to do the drugs with him. Hey, at least he came home to me now every night, right? So I say again, you can never change someone that isn't ready or wanting to change themselves. The only one that changes in you, and often it isn't for the better. When fear makes the decision, it's always wrong. Don't make choices and decisions when you are stressed or in fear. Don't be afraid to pick yourself up from disappointment. That is how you learn, through mistakes. Your job is to master the art of how you respond to the letdowns, the disappointments, and the challenges. Adversity and challenges build character. It is not done to you, it is done for you. That's how you learn. That's how you get strong and wise. And then you can help and give back and give advice to other people like I'm doing here. As you grow and evolve, keep in mind that all the hard and overwhelming roadblocks and fears you are facing right now on your journey will seem so insignificant later on, darling. Forgive yourself on your journey of making mistakes and forgive your parents too. Oh, the energy we waste holding on to grudges. It's better to be happy than to be right. Know that you never need permission for anything. asking for feedback, opinions, respectfully discussing things with loved ones and friends are fine. But you don't need anyone's permission for anything. Don't let others dull your sparkle and shine. It is your birthright as a human and as a woman to be, do, and have all that you want in life. If someone says to you, "Who do you think you are?" proudly and confidently, tell them who you are. No, you're not ugly. No, you're not fat. No, you're not dumb. You are just perfect, darling. Dance often. Dancing is the most fun way to stay fit, limber, and it's for free. Celebrate anything, anytime you feel like it. You don't need to wait for special occasions. You know I'm going to tell you to watch old Hollywood movies. Learn elegance, class, glamour, and etiquette for free. Wear your good perfume every day. Pearls go with everything. Jackie Onassis said so, and if she said so, it is true. And last but not least, the universe already knows and believes how awesome you are. Please, 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 darling, believe it too. I'm sure I'm going to think of many more words of wisdom afterwards. But that is all for today, darling. Please leave a review. And if I can help, reach out to me. I am at d@divaglam.com. Or follow me at divaglamlifestyle.com. D-E-E-V-A. I am the D in the diva. So until next time, darlings, be fabulous.